if he has any instructions for me.
Yeah.
Now, that, I don't have to leave here until 12:55, so if he's out by 12:30, it'll be all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Were there any Arkansas Guard people?
There were more than Alabamians, and I would guess there were Arkansas, but not in casualties.
No, but I mean, none of them, no Arkansas people were killed, were they?
No, not that I know of. I'm pretty sure not.
And only four were killed?
That's right, and they were all Alabamas, I understand it. Let's check it out.
Well, I'd like to find out about when these Arkansas people were recruited, whether it was before, and they didn't fly any combat missions, as I understand, or did they? Have we got any information?
Let's find out. I don't know.
Is somebody looking that up?
Yeah, I'll check it.
Can you call me right back?
Yeah. Nobody from Arkansas flew in combat. There were 24 from Arkansas.
Yeah. Did they fly that day? Were there any in the plane?
None flew in combat over the Bay of Pigs. They were not, in other words, sent on those missions.
Oh, who? Most of those were other fellows.
All the four that were killed were Alabama.
I knew that all the four that were killed, but there were some other Americans.
There were some others, and I'm trying to find out what states, but so far all they've reported is negative on Arkansas.
They're sure of that?
Well, Dick Helms says he's sure.
I see. And what about, you don't know when they were recruited, do you?
I've got to look up that memo.
Now, the question is whether...
He says nobody from Arkansas flew into combat.
We're just thinking maybe I'll get the Defense Department to say that.
Or the agency, or...
Well, the agency has been reluctant.
Yeah, I know they have.
But, I mean, Forbes is saying that I left Arkansas boys to die. Recruited in the net, were recruited, but left hanged by the administration of Kennedy. That doesn't beat him nothing. Okay, I'll talk to Dick Helms. Let me just so I'm sure.
Right.
He says that Helms at the CIA, please.
Yes, Mr. President.
CIA.
Yes, Mr. President.
Absolutely not, sir.
Yeah.
I've just verified and re-verified that.
Yeah.
That's absolutely certain.
Why, were they down in Nicaragua? And,
they were in Guatemala.
Yeah.
And there were eight of them who were officers, in other words, pilots, navigators, planners.
Yeah.
Were involved in training the Cubans. The other 16 were involved in crown crews, mechanics and things of that kind.
I see. How come they were recruited in the South and not the North? I noticed Forbes said they couldn't recruit in the North.
I don't know why, sir. As a matter, I think that was pure happenstance.
Yeah.
The states that were represented were Georgia, there was one from California, there were several from Washington, D.C., and then there was Alabama and Arkansas.
Oh, I see. Now, these were recruited from?
All from National Guard units.
I see.
And they totaled 124.
Recruitment. 124 they recruited. Okay.
And then we had some others that were some pilots from CAT that were rotated in and out and so forth.
Okay. Good. Fine. Yes. Thanks, Dick.
You bet.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Larry.
Yes.
Hey, tell me, Mac here says that he hears that Armistead Selden's going to have a report on what we're doing to stop subversion in Latin America, and it's going to be rather critical. Now, we are working on this, and we've got the Contrail group, and we've got a program which we're presenting. As always, it takes a little longer than it seems to, but I wondered if we could, I guess Vassella's on this committee. I thought we ought to try to mute the criticism. I think if they would suggest a program, they don't need to skin us on it.
Well, if Selden has a degree of control there, he has talked to Wilson and I last week along these lines and gave us, I would have to say almost total assurance, and we're certainly in a position to review with him what he's going to do. If Mac wants to provide me with some thoughts that as to a line, I think we can work it out.
Well, I think if you could would be available to tell him what we're trying to do, or if we could answer any questions. And give him any material we've got on our program, which he could put forward as a solid program, and urge us to carry out these actions, just not to be awfully harsh about our not doing it, because it's really up to these other countries, like Mexico and the rest of them.
Oh, I'll get moving on that, and I'll probably get...
You didn't get, Mahaffey?
Yes, I've talked to him, and he was going to talk... He hadn't even heard of it.
Yeah.
He said that there was nothing in the early editions down there, so I reviewed it with him. He said he just couldn't understand the damn thing at all, other than... Sid Favre has been having legislative trouble down there this year for no good reason because he hasn't much of a program, but he says he's been holding on to his gut. He's got stomach trouble anyway and been grousing pretty well. He spent the day before yesterday with him, didn't hear a word about this sort of thing. Would get to him as fast as he could. He thought it would be this afternoon, be back to me.
Yeah, you told him there were no Arkansas flights.
Yeah, I went over the whole thing with him, and he said, I'll grab him and I'll get back to you the minute I talk to him.
Fine.
You
heard
about that?
It so happens that one minute ago, Mr. Jerry Siegel of the Washington Post called, and he's just this instant come into my office with something that he said he was to bring me from Phil.
All right.
Now,
well, why don't you read it, if you would, and then perhaps you and I should talk, and it's murderous. Well, he's going to really cause us endless grief with this one if they print it. And then he wants to print it for Friday. Now, the question really is how we try to prevent him from carrying it, because it's really what he's doing is, this is really an attack on, well, I don't know what it is, but it certainly is, be a hell of a headache for me, which may be part of his mixed up purpose, but and very bad for the corporation and the directors and everybody. Would you read it and call me back?
Yes, sir. Okay. Hold just a second.
Yeah.
Now, did Jerry, did Phil say for you to bring this to me, and then I was to read it, and then what? That I would know what to do? Oh. What did he indicate in any way that after I read it, I was to get in touch with him, with Phil? When did you take it to Dungan? I see. Oh, yeah.
Well, all right.
Did they say that he has decided to print it or that he's susceptible to reasoning on it?
Mr. Siegel is saying that Phil, as of the last word that they had from him, still seems determined to want to publish this before the hearings start, and they start on Monday.
Yeah.
So let me read it and let me talk to Mr. Siegel, and then I'll be back in touch with you.
Okay, fine.
All right, Mr. President.
Fine.
Hello.
Hello.
Nick, what do you think of the bomb Graham?
Not very much. The problems that he raises or discusses in there are all problems that were thought of and discussed at length before we went ahead with this corporation.
Yeah.
Every one of them is anticipated or in the statute itself. What he fears coming to pass could only come to pass if nobody did their job, nobody in the government did their job.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the short answer to it. That can be...
I wonder if we would have been better off with a government corporation.
I think the one way of making sure that AT&T ran that would have been to have a government corporation.
Yes, they would have.
Because you'd have then had the one...
At least high, you would have had
We had 70% of the use would have been on contract to AT&T.
Yeah.
And they just would have never had to invest.
Well, I think we ought to... I tell you what, Graham is now... Clark Slip is reading it. I think we ought to get up an answer, which Pastore might make, or which somebody else might make, that would sort of respond to these points, so we'll have it available in case, because I understand now he wants to print it Friday.
Yeah, I hope he does. For his sake, I really hope.
Well, I think it would be harmful for everybody, because
yeah.
The hearings begin Monday now. The only thing he does, his final suggestion is, it's awful weak, he goes in like a lion, comes out like a lamb. Finally, suggestion is that we have six directors who are full-time. I mean, that's hardly a very adequate reform, and that's all he's suggesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, of course, what I've wanted, and all along, what we've been pushing on, is to get management, because the directors shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
There shouldn't.
Yeah.